And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Welcome along to the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
It's a very sad day for me today. I found out that my beloved Subaru Outback has been recalled. It's got faulty brakes.
Faulty brakes?
Yeah, it's like the cord that attaches maybe the handbrake. It's an electronic handbrake that you just pull up and that's it. And now it's faulty.
Wow.
How did you find out that it needed to come back?
Well, I saw a headline that said Subaru recalls 80,000 vehicles, but I saw the picture and it just had a WRX on it. I went, I'm not a WRX driver. I'm an Outback driver. I like to go Outback. But then I checked the VIN number because I had the list. They had a CSV file, comma separated values file. God. Did you like that?
Okay, yeah. Unnecessary detail, but
Excel,
sure, keep going.
And I searched it. My VIN number showed up on there.
The reason I ask is because I've never had anything that's been recalled.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm always concerned when I see, like, if I see food recalled, I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And I'm mindful whether I've got kids as well.
Of course.
If there's like things like baby formula, things like that, I'll sort of try to keep an eye up.
Yeah.
But I often think the recall is not a foolproof system.
No.
Like, you are relying on your customer base.
Finding out what their VIN number is, for one.
If it's a car or if it's baby powder, you're relying on your customers having not used it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's food, what if you've already consumed
it? What
have you eaten? Oh, we found shards of glass in it. Oh, did you? Okay. Well,
remember the strawberry bandit from years back?
Oh,
there was that bloke putting
needles
in the strawberries.
Let's not go back into that time.
That was dreadful.
I'm with you about recall because I have been known to keep on driving. And so,
after a vehicle's been recalled.
Did you have one of those Takata airbags?
No, that was a classic.
No,
I never had one of them.
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
We can't take a risk with brakes.
No
you
way.
Really
when
can't.
The brakes, when they say faulty brakes, she's heading back to the workshop.
I was a very tentative driving to work today. I was like,
oh, she still drove the car?
Yeah, I still drove it.
But the brakes are faulty.
Nah, it's like the, I think it's the handbrake, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I've booked in to get it fixed up.
What suburb do you live in?
Paddington?
Yeah, there's no hills around there or anything, is
no,
there?
No, of course not, no.
Who needs a handbrake?
Down. Well, I could just roll at home, couldn't I?
Yeah, I mean,
just get some speed going down. Yeah.
It'd be great for the radio show if you chose to try and roll your way home.
No way. I would actually get stuck at the bottom. Those hills are so steep.
Yeah. All right. So the car goes back, and what do you do to get around?
Pedal my bike. Yeah. Riding along on my push bike, honey.
Will you start riding a bike into work?
Nah.
How will you get here?
Maybe I'll walk. I'm too scared to ride a bike.
Oh,
I don't like riding on the road.
No,
it scares me.
I'm with you.
I need an e-bike.
They're amazing.
Yes, I need one of those because the hills are very hilly.
All right. Maybe I'll we could buy puffed. Any e-bike companies out there that want to get around an Olympic champ and her two dud mates? Give us a call.
Get around us.
Oh, you're not
we
a
need
dud,
it.
Dobbo.
He's got a proper bike.
He's got a proper
bike. He doesn't even get
He's a
puffed.
Road warrior.
Yes.
Like a bandit.
Yes. A mammal, if you will.
Actually, we're both doing the Noosa Tri later on this year. Do you reckon we could get some Triple M Lycras made up?
Tri-suits?
A black. You'd look great, black and orange.
Yes.
Let's work
on
that.
Put some big M's on your bum.
Yeah. Ariat will sponsor it.
Ah, the Ariat make tri-suits.
No, but they'll back it.
Tomorrow night, Dob. You'll be sitting in the backyard in front of the fry pit with your outdoor TV.
For them in 2022. Their coach is Kevin Walters and he joins us ahead of tomorrow night's clash against the Newcastle Knights. Kevin, good afternoon, mate. Thanks so much for being with us.
All good, Dobbo. Ready to go, mate?
Firstly, we've got to talk about just the tragedy that occurred yesterday. You knew Paul Green very well. You spoke this morning just about just the absolute tragedy that it was, but you made a really valid point that the NRL and the community, we need to be better at this, looking after people's mindset and obviously their mental well-being in this great game we call rugby league.
Yeah, certainly, Dobbo, and I wasn't pointing the finger at anyone either, just to get that clarified. But look, it was really obviously very tough what's happened with Paul Green and his family. And, you know, this happens a lot, not just in rugby league, but in everywhere in life. So we just need to try and do what we can, particularly in the NRLs, to make sure that this doesn't happen again to any one of our former players or our current coaches or our staff or even our current players, whether we can just get around them and support them. But I understand it's a difficult space to work in because as men, we don't speak out enough as much as we should. And women as well, I believe there's some problems in that space too. But, you know, we just got to get better there in that space so no we can doubt. Help people yep. like Greeny, you know, and so his family doesn't have to go through and Paul doesn't have to go through, you know, what he's been through, obviously, in the last few months.
It just was such a tragedy, and I think everybody concurs with what you're saying, is that, and if you got to talk to your family, talk to your boys, talk to yeah. your loved ones, your men and women all across this country that, you know, internalise things, that don't speak about it. And in the game of rugby league, I mean, you're dealing with 34 young men every single day. I mean, you addressed it with your side this morning, didn't you? And you've got mind coaches and you've got a lot of people around them and welfare officers, yeah. but still you don't know.
You don't, Dobbo. The thing is that everybody's loved, you know, in this world, and you've just got to reach out when you are in a little bit of trouble and try and do something. Just communication's the key, I believe, and just reaching out. If you're in a dark place or whatnot, reach out and get some help because there's always help available if you want to.
You're exactly right, Kevy, and Lifeline is always there. They're always ready to pick up the phone. I'm studying psychology, and I know how much work goes into Lifeline.
13 11 14 is the number if anybody feels like they need that conversation.
Yep, exactly. Kevy, looking at the game tomorrow night against the Knights, Branko Lee is out. Who's looking to replace him?
Yeah, well, that's Deloise Hoyter will come into the side. Branko hurt his hamstring at training on Wednesday, so and he wasn't able to get through this morning session, so Deloise will come in there. He's had a few games for us this year and done a good job, you know, on the wing for us. So this is the new chalice room. He's traditionally a good centre. So we look forward to giving him that opportunity tomorrow. It's an important game for us, Liesl, in many ways. We've got to get ourselves back, you know, back on track. And I feel if we can, you know, get our start right to the game and you fix a little bit of our defence up as well, which needs to be fixed up, we've got to fix that up and everything should fall into place after that.
Now, Kevy, Dobbo's not the only person that has moles and rats around town giving him tips. My little birdies tell me you are catching up with some past teammates and celebrating a milestone on the streets of Brisbane today.
Yeah, we are. We've just had a little 1992 reunion today, just the players and staff and some board members and those that were involved through that period. I can't believe we're 30 years have gone again. I mean,
And then tomorrow night, the 97 side's having a reunion, 25 years.
I mean,
the scary part is that the Bull's out, the raging Bull. He's off the chain tomorrow night.
Well, hang on, I was part of that 97 team, and they haven't told me. So
you're coaching. You're coaching. 25-year reunion. You're coaching, mate.
Yeah, that's good. No, but it's good. It is old boys' night tomorrow night as well. We've got a few things on tomorrow, but I tell you, we did have a really special guest here today, and Lisa liked this because she's the Dolphins' number one fan, apparently. Yeah. Wayne Bennett was here today.
Great news.
Yeah. So Wayne,
that's awesome. So that Wayne Bennett was at your lunch today, the reunion lunch.
He was in here at the Leafs Club, so great to see Wayne, and he's always a Bronco, Wayne, in my eyes. So
that's huge, Kev. That is a massive, massive thing that he attended that lunch today. That is a massive.
It's great to see him as well, and everyone was very appreciative of coming in and mixing with all the players and all the staff as well. So it's good to see you, Dobbo.
It's a great community, rugby league. Kevy Walters, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Go well tomorrow night.
Thank you.
I've got ways that you can live like a king, but do it on the proper cheap. And
well, you were talking about the valet parking.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
At Pac Fair.
At Pac Fair.
This little thing that I know, like just like Damo's got little things, the valet parking at Pac Fair at $10. Mate, I drive a Mazda. Nothing against Mazdas.
It's a nice Mazda.
But I drop my keys off and dead set, it's $10. You get a bottle of water at Pac Fair and you're parking next to Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Range Rovers, all the best people. Like, and mate, $10.
So it's giving you a taste of the fancy life.
Yes.
On the cheap.
On the cheap.
Champagne taste, beer budget.
We've got, I do it as well when I go to a hotel. We went to the W in Brisbane last week. I hocked all the soaps and all the stuff.
Of course you did.
And because you know why? When people come to home,
you can give them
that.
Nice
if they
can,
have that.
If you can lay out on your spare bed a nice fresh towel and little personalised soaps,
mate,
fancy life.
Yeah.
Gee, I stayed at Versace on the Gold Coast once and took their little soaps. Although the contents inside were not that quality, sure, the containers still look good.
Yeah, I'll give you the best thing to do. Right. You want to? Everybody here like prawns? Everybody likes
Yeah,
effort?
I love prawns.
Okay. Who doesn't?
Prawns, unbelievable.
We've got to go to the prawnster too.
They're seeing prawns high-end. People have beautiful prawns. You go to Woolworths or Coles, around that 7:30, 8 o'clock, 7:30, quarter to 8.
At night.
And the bread, they're just about to mark down the bread. So you get fresh bread rolls, cheap. You go into the deli, you buy 4 prawns each. So Am and I do this all the time.
Four
we buy
prawns.
Eight prawns, right? Seriously.
So specific.
You peel 4 big king tigers, right? Put them on there. Bit of Thousand Island, fresh lemon, bread rolls. You do it for about $2.50 each.
Oh.
You tell me where else. Many a time we've sat there
prawn roll.
Eating a prawn roll for $2.50 at home going, we live like kings, but we do it on a pauper's budget.
Well, there's something opening. Lobster & Co. down on the Gold Coast is opening soon. Yeah. I bet they're probably $15, $20. Yeah. So that's a
I can
big
do
saving.
A prawn roll for $2.50, $3.
I think you could do it cheaper.
How?
Make the roll up. Wander into a Subway. Say, mate, can you just do a squirt of Thousand Island on here for us?
Oh. Yeah, but how much
could.
Is that?
I don't know.
Well, but no, the nah.
They give you a free little squirt of Thousand Island.
You're talking a foot-long sub.
No. Don't buy it. Just take your pre-made prawn roll.
Yeah.
Oh, and ask for the sauce.
And ask them to do a little squirt over your sauce.
Why are you getting the bread from there? Because got discounted bread. Ah, just
you've got
ask
your
for
cheap
squeeze.
Rolls
yes.
from Woolies or Coles. You've got your 4 prawns. Oh. And then you just wander into the Subway and go, hey, and then you're saving money on the... The point is, that is a wonderful way to experience the finer things in life on a budget.
Prawn rolls, the cheap.
Discounted.
Love it.
Valet parking, $10. You take 4 of you. $2.50 each for valet, and you get a bottle of water each. Yeah,
a bottle of water is about $3.
Mate,
so
I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are these kind of tight ass tactics where you can live like a king everywhere.
This is good, Dubbo. I like this. 133353. We want people to share their tight ass tactics.
Well, I live like a queen, and I wear all the designer clothes, but I rent them.
Another
what?
Great
what?
One.
You Glam, rent?
Yeah, there's a website called Glam Corner, and you just go in. There's plenty of them around, but you can get all the amazing designer dresses, which are about $1,000 each, and you just rent them for $70, $80.
This is good. This See? Is real good.
Champagne See? Taste, beer budget.
133353. We need your tight ass tactics. We want to know how you live the finer things in life on the cheap. And I think we've, to reward your tight-assness, we've got a prize as well. We've got a $100 voucher for Totally Workwear. We might throw. If someone can bring the best one.
Valet's got to be there. I mean, where else do you get your prawn rolls?
I think
your
prawn rolls. Prawn rolls are unbelievable, mate. Top shelf.
That's a go-to.
133353, share your tight-ass tactics with us.
Cliff in Parkwood, what's your champagne taste on a beer budget?
Well, we like to go out as a family and have our ice cream, whether it's Pax Fair or the theme parks. And you know they're quite expensive.
Mm.
So what I do is I find out what flavours my wife and daughter wants, and I'll just order a triple ice cream and 2 extra cones, please. Thank you very much. You're saving yourselves about $8, $24.
Yes, actually, that's a good point because the scoops get cheaper the more that you have. So you just, and then you just get free cones. Yeah. That's actually very clever.
I get a couple of more cones and pop them on and everyone's happy. I do it without my wife seeing it, of course. She thinks I'm buying.
That is revolutionary.
That is, the more I think about it, the smarter it is. That is
so good.
Brilliant.
So I just want to make, because I have 2 children and a wife.
Yep.
And we all love ice cream. So if I roll up and I say, can I get a triple scoop ice cream?
Yeah.
And then do they generally throw the cones in for free? Cliff, or do you have to pay a
little
bit for
it? No, you've got to pay extra for the cone, but they don't like you doing it. So you've got to order the triple ice cream first. And then order the cone. That's the one smart ass lady asked me, said, I can't do that. I said, well, take the ice cream back. So she did.
Oh!
That's the best kind of hack as well. The ones where the salespeople know you're up to something. And
yes.
They still, yeah,
but do you know what would be even better if you just brought your own cones? You know, the 50-cent cones you can buy from Coles. Just
why
bring
not?
A, bring
we
a
have
box
them at
of
home.
Yeah,
we
I
have them at
see,
home.
What's the
Hold
difference?
On, then you'd have to ask the person, can you put that in this cone
no,
for me?
No, they don't have to. You do it outside. Okay. Just take the scoop, put it in your hands and dump it on top.
Jono at Cannon Hill, what is your tight ass take?
Hey, guys, can I just start with saying I'm so sorry for Greeny's loss?
Yeah.
Of course you can, Jono.
Winner boy, born and bred.
Yeah.
Okay, my tighter thing was I went shopping today. I picked up a Ben Sherman shirt,
yep,
a pair of chinos, and a pair of Hush Puppies, $110.
What? Where?
Yep. TJX.
Oh, TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Yeah.
TJ Maxx. I've seen the ads for that. What is TJ Maxx?
Mate, they sell design label clothes at a cost price. You can't beat it.
It's also, but they're not, it's kind of like Aldi, isn't it, where it's not predictable about what brands you're going to get. It's always different.
No, that's
is that right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. You walk in, you've got to be careful with your sizings because it's all international sizing, so you've got to work out what's going to fit you.
Yeah.
But, hey, you spend an hour there, you come out pretty good.
Costco, I've got to be honest with you. Costco has done the same thing. It is a bit quirky
on the sizing.
Jono, you don't happen to work for TJ Maxx, do you? The tagline rolled off the tongue there.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, all right. Just checking. Hey, Jono, that is a very good hack. Stay on the line. You might be walking away with the voucher. We've got a couple of good ones there. One more.
Faye from Mudjerabar, what's your champagne taste on a beer budget?
Oh, yes. Mine is love to go to Gold Class. Husband and I really love a good long movie. Love to see it in comfort.
Yep.
And can only just afford the ticket at this stage. And so I love a good martini. Fill up the pre-used water bottle with my martini. I take olives and cheese.
Oh, you don't.
Some crackers. otherwise a Sauv Blanc, whatever. But we have a bloody good time.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. So you take your own to Gold Class.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Gold Class at Gold Class. Lisa, what do you think?
I think Cliff in Parkwood with the ice room, because that was revolutionary. I think we all learnt something today, and it's a hack I'm going to use in the future.
You were straight on that.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Hey, Faye, thank you for that fantastic sneaking booze into the movies. John has given us the tip on TJ Maxx for some cheap clothes, but Cliff in Parkwood, the triple ice cream order,
revolution.
And ask for a couple of extra cones. That is a tremendous tip.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
We got $100.
Enjoy your ice cream.
$100 Totally Workwear voucher coming your way, Cliff. Thank you for the call. You can win a tradie tool chest filled with $10,000 cash for Father's Day. Just buy any Fuse product from your local Totally Workwear. T's and C's apply in store. This is the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Up next, a man who knows about the price of things. Hosted a show called The Price is Right for a few years. Larry Emder will join us next. Triple M.
Triple header.
Patrick Cripps, the Carlton captain, has officially been cleared. It was suspended originally for that massive hit. It was a big hit against Calamachi in the game last weekend. So he was originally serving a 2-week suspension. The tribunal, 4.5-hour tribunal, have overturned it, but there's still a lot of questions. So they're thinking about overturning it again, which is going to be really interesting. But the disappointing fallout from this is Calamachi has copped a bit of racism on social media, and it's just not acceptable. What are we doing, guys? It's 2022. What are we doing here? Calamachi does not deserve any of that.
No.
I just think it's quite disgusting that people go to a racism side of this argument. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. Can we get on with AFL, play the game, and keep it fair?
AFL's a mess at the moment. It is in a mess.
You reckon?
No, mate, why? The Cripps, 4.5 hours to challenge it, and you know it as well.
But they also didn't know. It didn't look terribly deliberate.
And look, it's a
very, very subjective.
The appeals board got him off on a technicality, essentially. It was a natural justice process of law that actually got him off.
Yeah.
So it's not a mess.
I hope Carlton get flogged.
Well, they're not looking good.
They've got flogged this weekend.
They've got two very difficult games, so it's not looking like they're going to be in the top eight anyway. But the racism side of it, disgusting. This is not what we're about.
If you have those thoughts, we don't want you as part of the Rush Hour family.
Nope.
Yeah, look, Broncos obviously are celebrating, and we heard Kevin Walters a little earlier, but this weekend is a crucial, crucial weekend for the Brisbane Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say this now. If they don't win this Saturday night, there is a question mark around whether or not they'll make the eight. I hate to say it.
Wow, they were looking so good.
They've got Parramatta. They've got Melbourne next week. Parramatta on a Thursday, and then St George at Cogra. If you're a Broncos fan out there, please get on your knees and pray to the big guy upstairs that they turn up tomorrow night.
Or because, whoever you pray to.
Yeah, whoever it is. Yep. Whatever exactly. Book, whatever you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's,
if you pray to the god of Darren Lockyer.
I don't
Lockyer,
want to be a doomsdayist, yes. But they could not make the eight technically.
If, oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's outrageous.
Yeah. You put it out there, Dobbo, and they are going to come for you in throngs. In fact, the phones have lit up. I've dropped the bed because we've got to talk about Nick Kyrgios, and I know you two say there's a ban on him.
He hasn't won yet.
Well, when he keeps on winning like he is, we have to talk about him. Not only did he win the City Open last week in Washington, but now he is through to the quarterfinals of the Canadian Open after defeating Alex de Minaur this morning in straight sets. Did it easy. 6-2, 6-3.
He would be classified, though, as a much better player than de Minaur.
De Minaur's ranked higher.
Yeah, I know, but Kyrgios does have more skill to put it together.
He's got more tools in the kit bag than the Demon does.
Unfortunately.
He's flying at the moment, Nick Kyrgios. He's ticking along in a very nice manner. His ranking's going to go up. He will be seeded for this US Open at the end of the month. I'm going to open the door one last time. You guys want in on the bandwagon right now?
No.
All right. I'm happy.
Joke's going to be on you.
Oh, I'm laughing.
We got chatting the other day about where you'd find the happiest people. Because I was saying I never see unhappy people when I'm out running trails.
Mm.
But Dobbo, you find happy people in a different place.
But what I suggested was that I've never seen an unhappy person ever dining in, eating McDonald's in a dine-in restaurant at Macca's. I think that every single time that you walk in there, people eating the Golden Arches, you know, they just absolutely are in love with their food. They're happy.
Yep.
Because McDonald's brings happiness.
It sure does. Yeah. But then there's McDonald's and then there's McDonald's with a twist. Because I mentioned that the best way to do it is to have the Big Mac sauce on a sausage and egg McMuffin. And you were blown away by it.
Tomorrow is my cheat day and I can't wait tomorrow morning to go and order a sausage McMuffin with Big Mac sauce. But you also went a bit further. You were talking about your husband who used to manage a Macca store and he has very much an off-script menu that people don't know about.
He's got basically a book of them. So we thought we'd go to the source.
Yes.
We'd go to the source. My husband, Damo. Hello, welcome to the show.
Joins us on the line. G'day, Damo.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Oh, we're good, thank you. Now, I know that you've got a book full of Macca's hacks from your time of being a manager at the age of, 16 at Orange McDonald's?
Oh, I would have been 17 or 18, kiddo.
Good.
About that. Yep.
The fact that you've held out on this for 6 months of us knowing you, that's a whole other thing we're going to unpack. And I respect you because you wear a Bunnings hat, but the fact that you have an off-menu script at Macca's, you've gone to a whole other stratosphere for me. So let's hear it.
So, take us through some of your best. We understand the book is there's volumes of the book, but start us off with some of your go-to Macca's hacks that you built up over the journey.
All right, thank you. So look, I'll tell you, there's a few, right? Even a couple that I've laminated over time. they're that good. They're that good. Now, the Big Mac sauce on the sausage and egg muffin, happy days.
Okay. Right,
that's very, very good. But what you want to do is make sure that's a double sausage egg muffin.
Right.
And then you layer it out. So what you do is you take the top off, which has one of the patties on top of it, put a bit of Big Mac sauce in there, happy days, find the cheese, pop a little bit on that, put it back together.
So it's a breakfast Big Mac.
Correct.
This is amazing.
Love that. Correct. Tell us about your McChicken, your double fried chicken with the patty and Big Mac.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. So what you do is I just call it a McChicken Big Mac. Now it's been done, but there's a couple of little hacks you got to make to it. So you've got the fried chicken, which is you need two of those. So you need double chicken patty.
Yep.
Double cheese, Big Mac sauce. Yep. Now layer that again through there. Remove the pickles. Don't need it. Don't need the lettuce, but everything else that goes in a Big Mac, put that together. It's a thing of beauty.
I literally got a text message at 2:08 this afternoon. I'm going to read it out and I'm going to use all this and then I'm going to look in and address this. Please respond for an advance reminder to Dr. Andrew Small for the 6-month review of your stent and ECG, September 8, 10 a.m. I will be there, but you know what? I'm getting this out of the way before I go and see you.
You might want to bring that appointment forward, I think.
Yeah.
Bring it forward or push it well back. One of the two.
Damo, let me throw one at you before we let you go, and I know you could give us these all day. The Wild Panther, Mark Guy, the rugby league legend, His Macca's hack is that he takes a McChicken, but he asks for the Filet-O-Fish bun.
Right, see, that's clever, because you get, there's the ratio of bun to chicken. You get chicken pre-bun. It's brilliant, Mark Guy. It's absolutely brilliant.
I feel like I've got an education.
See, I want to know why I'm at 46 only hearing about these for the first time on a Friday afternoon. Like, that's what
Diploma
I'm disappointed
of
about.
Diploma of the Golden Arches, yeah, we've got to
tell you what. I don't...
Can I leave you with one more?
Oh, yes.
One
please.
More. Now, this is the fish Big Mac. Now, the old fillet of fish, much maligned, not a lot of people eat the fillet of fish, right? What you got to do is you turn that into a fillet of fish Big Mac. So you basically take the lettuce out because that ruins everything. Who needs lettuce?
There's none around at the moment.
Agree. Shortages.
Cheese, tartare, fish, cheese, bread, cheese, fish, pickles, a little bit of mustard sauce underneath it. Done.
Okay. That you need to write that one down. That's a
I get it.
That's
I get it. No, I get it. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I don't think as much as naive as the three of us are to this, I feel like the Rush Hour family can also contribute.
Mm.
So 133353 doesn't have to just be Macca's. Could be Hungry Jack. Could be KFC. Could be, I don't know.
Have you got a KFC hack?
Red Rooster.
Yeah.
If you've got a secret menu item that we need to know about, give us a call. 133353. We want to know your fast food secret item hacks. Because Damo's just blown our world.
Completely changed the way I look at food.
Mad scientist.
I don't know if it's in a good way. Damo, thank you for rocking our worlds on this Friday. You've set up the Rush Hour family for a fantastic weekend in the drive-thru.
Absolute pleasure. I'm off to the drive-thru now. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
133353. Give us a call. Tell us what monsters, secret menu items you create.
Camilla, good afternoon. Tell us what your beautiful hack is and what your secret little takeaway is.
Hello. I just wanted to let everyone know that you can up your game with a cheeseburger by ordering a steamed bun and McChicken sauce on your cheeseburger.
What's
and
a steamed
it's a game
bun?
Changer.
Where do the steamed buns come from?
So they steam it instead of toasting it.
Oh, right. You're kidding.
So
how
every burger like generally comes with a toasted bun rather than the steamed. You have to order the steamed bun.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's a game changer. It'll you won't order a normal bun again.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, all right, I'm doing it. I'm gonna do that. AJ and Bo Desert, what's your hack?
Hey guys, how you going?
Well,
good, thank
thanks,
you.
Mate.
That's good. So this might be common knowledge, but so if you download the KFC app on your phone, you can actually unlock a secret menu to order from.
Really?
What's on the secret menu?
The heaps of stuff. Like, you can order, they call it a Zinger chip stuff, so you can order essentially a wrap with a Zinger fillet and then chips on it as well.
No.
Oh, so it's like a Euros, the...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
only if you download the KFC app.
Yeah, so you've got to download the KFC app, then what you do is you open it up as if you're going to order something, choose where you're going to order from, and then what you do is when it comes up with the normal menu, you pull down from the top as if you're going to refresh the page, but hold it for 3 seconds, and it'll actually say you've unlocked the secret menu, then you can order stuff from there.
No. Love it. I'm going to do it the Savo. John from Eagle Farm. Mate, give us your hack.
Yeah, well, basically, I know you're partial to a Subway there. I go over to Subway and get myself just a foot long roll with salad on it. I go because there's a KFC next door, and I grab myself a Zinger fillet or, you know, a piece of hot and spicy, and, you know, a pot of supercharged sauce, and I make myself up my own, you know, foot long with a Zinger fillet.
Can you do it cheaper, clever. Though? Is that cheap? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no foot long at KFC, so you can make your own foot long Zinger. I like that.
Not bad.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I'm going to try that. Donna from Oxenford, what's your fast food hack?
Right. Mine is a bacon, egg, cheese and sausage McMuffin, but leave out the muffin and get another hash brown, and you put a hash brown on the top and a hash brown on the bottom, and you have a double hash brown McMuffin.
Oh, that sounds keto, you know, so that's healthy, right?
Hey, but I'm celiac. I can't have the bread, so right. I can have the
bread. I love that.
It's healthy.
We got to revisit this. This has been too good.
We got
to revisit this. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa Lamb and Dubbo on Triple M.
The best. Worst team. Get Dynasty Sport custom apparel for your sports club, league, rugby, football, netball, cricket, hockey, basketball, and many more. Visit dynastysport.com.au for more info.
We've been on the search for Southeast Queensland's best, worst team.
Might be a horrible sporting team, but gee, you'll look good.
Gee, you look good, exactly. We want to deck them out with a brand new kit, all thanks to Dynasty Sport. We've had some good entries. We've had the AFLW Pack Pines team. Haven't won a game. Only kicked one goal, I think, for the season.
We've haven't even kicked a goal. Six behinds.
We had the young junior rugby league team who had their heads turned by other interests. Not going quite as well.
That was at Bow Desert. The Bow Desert.
Yes.
We've also had a netball team.
Yep.
The Waterford Mad Dogs Cricket Club.
Oh, yeah. The whole team submitted entries from that team.
Oh, dear.
But it is time to award our winner.
Can I just say to Dynasty Sport, thank you for this. This was a fantastic competition and a great initiative. And they're obviously very big in the sporting apparel. So if they'd like me to wear it, I'm happy to wear their apparel anytime.
You'd have to play a sport, mate.
I do play a sport, mate.
What?
Triathlon.
Do you play triathlon?
Yes, it's a sport.
I don't think you play it, though.
I'm a triathlete.
You try very hard, don't you?
We'll unpack this another day. But today, it's not about Dobbo. It is about...
He does the Weet-Bix Kids Triathlon. It is about
the Dragons abreast Gold Coast. It is about Marie from Currumbin.
Genuine athletes.
And her dragon boat paddling team in Currumbin. Getting their asses handed to the most weekends in dragon boating competitions.
They've lost Dobbo.
But they get out there and they try their backsides off every
weekend. They were wonderful ladies. They were a wonderful group of ladies.
Let's get Marie on the phone. Let's see if she'll answer the phone. Here we go. We're going to call Marie. We're going to bring it down. She doesn't know we're calling.
Hello, Marie speaking.
Hello, Marie from Dragons Abreast Gold Coast. This is the Triple M's Rush Hour. How are you?
Hello, Triple M Rush Hour. I'm really good. I'm alive.
Very
good.
Go.
I'm alive and kicking.
We love that because we would like to let you know that you have won the Dynasty Sport Best Worst Team.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've got my tears. Yes, I do now. I have tears in my eyes.
Aww.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Triple M. Thank you so much to Dynasty. You have no idea what this means to us ladies and a few gentlemen, us survivors of cancer, of breast cancer. To be able to wear a new shirt with pride is just, it's out of this world for us, and I can't thank you enough. For
us,
it's
wonderful.
About being here and just enjoying the moment.
That's
so
a fantastic.
If there is anybody out there who wants to join in, please let them know to come to Currumbin on a Sunday morning or look at our website.
Hey, you'll see me there this Sunday morning, Marie. It is
a fantastic
message that you are spreading. And we couldn't be happier that along with Dynasty Sport, we can team up to give you guys a brand new kit, especially with that big event coming up in New Zealand.
Oh, it's just, you have no idea. This is just the best thing that could ever happen to us. Thank you so much.
I wonder, what's your design going to look like? Ooh. Is it going to be all pink, maybe a bit of white, a bit of gold?
I might have a photo of the Rush Hour on it.
A very big dragon.
Oh, very big dragon,
that'd be amazing.
Makes sense.
A dragon's head, because we are Dragons Abreast Gold Coast.
There you
go. That is our name. So we've got to have a dragon on there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Marie, congratulations once again. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being a part of the competition, and go well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful, worthy winners there, the Dragons Abreast Gold Coast, all thanks to Dynasty Sport. Get Dynasty Sport custom apparel for your sports club, league, rugby, football, netball, cricket, hockey, basketball, and dragon boating. If you're in it, visit dynastysport.com.au for more info. Time to talk a bit of footy thanks to DoorDash, and we're joined in studio by Ryan Girdler. Girds, off the back of the news of Paul Green yesterday and the tragic passing, how are you feeling? You knew Greeny?
Yeah, I did learn. Sort of came through in the same era, played with him, played against him on a lot of occasions, and had a few, guys, Craig Greenhill, Knuckles and Gordy, who I'm really close with, and we're obviously close with Greeny. So I was just saying to you guys off air, I just don't know where to put it. I don't know how to handle it, to be honest. I was sitting there with my two kids last night on the couch, and the news just, and the cause of death just came after there was, obviously there's been we've seen so much tragic death in the past, couple of seasons with, all different things going on. And I just thought it was another one of those incidents that we just didn't know what had happened. And then so when the calls came through and I'm sitting there with my two kids, I just thought to myself, who were the same age. I mean, at what point I felt so sorry for the family, and I thought, like, that this guy, how can you convince yourself at some point that those people around you are better off without you? And I just, you know, I had the footy on, but I didn't watch it. And I just don't know how he got there, and I just have so much love and empathy for his family, but also for him, and for a guy that's so respected and amongst his peers, to not have anyone. And then I made some calls, and I was just trying to put the pieces together, and no one knew.
Doesn't make any
sense. No one had an inkling. And for a guy that had, you know, so many friends in the game, and that no one knew, just tells me that we're all candidates potentially, right? Like, it can happen to anyone.
Doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't discriminate. And yeah, I've had a lot of trouble trying to digest it over the last 36 hours.
And I guess now is no better time to say, call your mates. Like, talk, if something's going on, talk to your mates, or pick up the phone, or call Lifeline, or whoever it is, just pick up the phone.
Mm. And it's probably on the other side of that as well, if you give your mates a call. Mm. Like, if you're somebody that, and maybe you've noticed something in a friend, or maybe you haven't reached out to somebody for a little while, give them a call as well. Proactively reach out. Obviously, Lifeline, the professionals are there.
Yeah.
13, 11, 14. That is a dedicated service for this sort of stuff.
I think also, like, the important thing is to maybe go and speak to an organisation where you can actually ask the right questions, because as Australian males, you know what we're like. You okay? Yeah, buddy, I'm good, bro. How are you? Yeah, everything good. Skip on to the next topic. But, you know, how do you actually, you know, scratch the surface,
next question,
delve a little deeper and just understand how to ask the right questions and have a response there if needed, because, you know.
I think the good thing is, though, to note that you don't have to ask the right questions. You just have to listen.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just listen and just talk and hear them. And, yeah, that's the best thing you can do.
You mentioned watching the football, not really engaging with it last night. It seems not frivolous, but sort of unimportant to talk about football when something like this happens. And look, we've got footy tonight and the football world goes on. But it was fantastic to see last night, and I believe it's happening at every game this weekend, the Panthers and Storm honouring Paul Green last night with a minute's silence.
Yeah.
And presumably the Cowboys in particular have got something special planned
game,
for the weekend.
That game at the SCG tomorrow night, the Roosters at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, that game is the significant game of the
Absolutely.
Weekend. Without that, that's going to be the one.
It's a great distraction because, I mean, the rugby league community is hurting. I've spoken to a lot of people today and last night, and everyone feels exactly the same. Mm. I mean, the signs weren't there. We're all in shock. And I guess the best way to move forward is to get your head around the footy and your mates and your family over the next couple of days and just understand what's really important to you. And I don't know, it's
We can see that you're hurting, Gerds, and we appreciate you coming in and, as I say, talking about how you're feeling with it, because this is what we're talking about, being able to actually express our emotions and feelings around these sort of issues. And you're going to be calling the footy tonight?
Yeah, we've got the Warriors and the Bulldogs on at 6
what
o'clock.
What a cracker.
So. What a great game.
Yeah.
But,
It goes on. Just got to get up and get on with it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, make sure you stay in touch with your loved ones, mate, and your friends and family, and you get the support you need through this as well. We got to get out of here as well. The footy is coming up. So, Ryan Girdler, have as good a weekend as you can, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Liesl Jones.
Good evening, good night.
Dobbo.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you on Monday.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.